You have been named to chair an interim committee that will meet discussing pretty broad-ranging topic in terms of Medicaid. We've heard a lot about Medicaid during the regular session. What are you anticipating the discussion points to touch on this year, Senator?
I think the biggest thing we need to do is take this opportunity. This is our opportunity and in our history to make sure that the health care presented in our state is the best that it can be. And so we're going to take the approach that it's time to reform this system and just open it up and take on the challenges of making this the best health care possible.
That was a lot of what we heard this year and continue to hear after the session has ended now, and that is one side saying we have the opportunity for millions of dollars from the federal government, nearly $1 billion from the federal government for Medicaid itself, but the other side saying, well, that would be nice if Medicaid as it is right now worked as well as it should.
That's exactly right. And if we were to take and have an opportunity to rebuild this thing so that we eliminated a lot of the waste and fraud, there would be a lot more money available to take care of those that are in need. But one thing I want to point out, though, is that, and this is coming from the Hospital Association's numbers, is that they're considering or looking at loss of $3.3 billion in Medicare. They're looking at $700 million in loss of DSH payments, and that totals $4 billion, and that's the amount of money they're talking about coming into the state for Medicaid. Now, the one thing I do like about it is that the Medicaid program is managed by the state. Medicare is the federal program, so rebranding that money as Medicaid does give us an opportunity in this state to manage those funds coming from the federal government in a better fashion.
Another aspect of what we've been hearing in relation to this is it's Missouri's money. If Missouri doesn't take, quote-unquote, its money, then other states will be getting this money. Is that true, or does that follow along this line of those who say that this is free money?
That's not a practical way to state it. If the money isn't taken by Missouri, the federal government will just spend that much less money. They're not going to give additional funds to other states, and so that's a misnomer that needs to be dispelled. It's rhetoric that confuses the issue out there, and we need to focus on what the real problem is.
I believe the report is due to the full General Assembly at the end of this year, so that gives you essentially about 6 months to hash things out.
That's a lot of work in a short amount of time. It will make the time go by a little faster. Session will get here a little bit quicker than may have been normally. Time doesn't move like that, but we know when you stay busy, time does go by quickly. We have a lot of responsibility for us. We're going to try to break it down into bite-sized morsels and take it on a month at a time, each section that we need to deal with as far as Medicaid is concerned, and put forth a proposal that makes sense and is good use of our constituents' money.